Today, sharing the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Dalid Amud Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We are still in Simen Shin Aleph, which deals with, again, items that you can wear out on Shabbos that are considered acceptable and not considered carrying, and those items that are, in fact, considered carrying. So we're at the very top line with Sif Lamed Tes. The Mechaber tells us, a kilo. What is a kilo? Normally a kilo means a canopy. So Ramah tells us over here, Pirush, Yiriya Ke'en Oel. It's some sort of a sheet or a curtain over here that is like an oel, like a tent. Sheyesh Bar Ritzuos. It has various straps in it. Shemoschen Osa Behem. That you can tighten and pull on them. It's like a drawstring. Mutu L'Satev Bar. You can wear such an item on Shabbos. You cloak yourself in it. The law says Rishus HaRabim, and go out with this type of a sheet around you on a Rishus HaRabim. Vein HaRitzuos Chashuvos Kimasoy, and we don't consider those drawstrings, which you're not using right now, to be considered a item that you're carrying, like a load, a burden, Shemavutalos Agaba, because they are considered subordinate to this Yiriya, and therefore it is not considered carrying. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Memvav explains, Hu Ke'en Talis, this kilo that we're talking about is like a garment, a talis, Sheroy L'Satibo, it's a cloak that you're putting around you, V'yesh Bar Ritzuos Tluyus Bar, it has these drawstrings, these straps within it, V'ayideho Ritzuos, and under normal situations, when you pull on these straps, Moschen Oso Ba'Oel, it somehow becomes an Oel, it straightens out, and it becomes a tent. V'lo Amrin, and we do not say in this situation, that Hach Ritzuos, that these Ritzuos, Lav Tzorech Itofu, they don't really serve any purpose for the garment. Shein haritzuos asuyos, the only purpose of these drawstrings over here is these straps, elulintos of oel, is to put it up as an oel. So you might have thought that we should say over here that this is not allowed, because v'havyon masui b'shor shemitzasit ba, because when you're wearing it now, those things are unnecessary. They're like a burden, and therefore you shouldn't be allowed to carry them and wear them in this fashion, because it's carrying, and lemaisa, it's not. That's what the chiddush over here of the Mechaber is. Therefore, as a result of that, the Mechaber continues when he writes Hilkach. Therefore, based upon this, Mutter Lot says Biritzuos Hatluyos Ba'avnet. Therefore, a person is allowed to go out with these straps that are connected to his belt. Afal Pishein Haminolim Kishur Men, even though the pants aren't connected to them. Now, this is some sort, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkot and Kuf Mem Zayin, Shedarkan Hoyalikshar Rosh Haritzuah Achas Baminolim. This is something where their cloak or their garment that they were wearing would have some straps on it that would go down to the boots, down to your feet, to the shoes that you have there, and they would pull them up and keep them, something like a garter belt almost, that you're putting from your cloak to your boots, and it would lift them up. The second part would be attached not to the garment, I made a mistake, it really is attached to the belt over here. And when a person is going without his shoes or feet wear on, can go, for example, Yom Kippur, they would walk barefoot. Oh, but they rove hachom, well, because in Eretz Yisrael it's very hot, so sometimes they would have to take their shoes off because it was just too hot. And the end of the strap would be hanging from the belt. There'd be nothing to strap it into. So this is also allowed over here. We don't consider these straps to be a burden, a masui over here, but they're considered part of the belt. As the Mechaber told us, the lo chashive ubotli agava avne, because they're not considered choshev by themselves, and therefore they're subordinate, they're botel to the belt. However, the Mechaber continues, avol imhem shomeshi, if these straps over here are made out of silk, which is a choshev item, then chashive, they are considered choshev by themselves, v'lo batli, and they're not considered subordinate, nullified by being attached to the belt, v'osser, and in this situation, it would be forbidden for a person to go and carry this belt out, to wear this belt out, because of these silk straps that are coming off it. Unless, imein haminolim kshurmehem, but you would be allowed to go out even with the silk straps, if they were in fact attached to the boots, to the shoes over here, then we don't make a gzera for the times that they're not attached. If they are attached right now, you are permitted to go out with them. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Kuf Memches that the straps over here are made of silk. Hainu Ritzuos. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Va'avnate, if you have a belt, Shetolui Bisfasul, that has attached to it, Kemochutin Musavim, various types of ornamental strands, the golden strands over here, Lo Shayach Klal Dinze, that has nothing to do with our din over here, because that is for Dinoy HaChagur, that's to beautify the belt, Who the shari, and that's permissible because that's not a functional strap over here. That's a beautification strap, which is an ornament, which is allowed. Sivkot and Kuf Mentes, you are allowed to go out to it. However, if those silk straps are attached to the shoe, the imhayu kishurim, the Mishnah says in Sivkot and Kuf Mentes, if they are attached to the shoe, imshurim behem havu bechlal tashmish lebeged. Then it serves a function over here umuto b'chol gavne, and you are allowed to go out with it in this situation. The Dirsha footnote 100 over here brings down, how come previously we said that you're not allowed to go out with a bandage and you have a strap attached to the bandage, but here we're saying you're allowed to go out if you have a strap attached to the shoe. So he brings down from the Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasot, Rav Neuwirth Zatzal, and he brings this down in the name of Chochem Echad, Sheish L'chalek Bein Shnei HaNidonim. These two cases are different. Shadavko Chute HaMeshi Nechshav M'tashmish L'nal. Here, the silk straps are considered a functionality for the shoe. Kikach HaRegilos L'shtamish L'litzor K'shiros L'nal, because they normally are used for this purpose, and even though they're expensive silk straps, that's their purpose. As opposed to the expensive strap or band that you're wrapping around your wound, that's not considered something that a person normally does, and therefore that's considered a separate concern and is carrying. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and writes, V'hu adin l'chol dover shenifsak min habegid. This is a very important rule which will have tremendous halach l'maisa ramifications. This din that we just brought down, that you can't go out with something that is significant, that is attached to a begid, but it's not attached on both ends, one end is not attached, so this applies l'chol dover shenifsak min habegid v'rosh echa mechubar. If something breaks and one side is still attached but the other side is broken, for example, kigon lulos, you have two loops or clasps over here that are closing your jacket, and one clasp is broken. This situation, in Eino Choshev, if it's not an important thing, so then Mutar Lotzeis Bo, then you can go out. However, Vim Choshevu, if this clasp or loop over here is something that's significant, also Lotzeis Bo, then you can't go out with this. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Nun, and he says, Shekivon she'ein mishameshes klum la'beged, machmas shenivsak rosho echad. Since when it's broken over here, it's no longer functional. So then, if it's a dover choshev, harehu masoy, it is considered carrying. Veino batel legabi ha'beged, you can't say it's subordinate to the beged, kivon shu choshev, because it's a gold clasp, it's a very important type of a clasp, and it's not functional right now, and as we'll see, you intend to possibly repair it, so therefore it is considered a separate item and is carrying. And he says, further, look in the Ayin Chayyadim, Klal Nunvav, Ubenishmas Adam Shom, Shekosav, the Chayyadim Nishmas Adam writes, the Lefima Shekosav HaMachaber B'Sif Lamaches, we learned in yesterday's shir, the Chute Tzitzis Chashive, that the strands of a tzitzis that wasn't Mitzuyetzis properly, Afogav Dein Chutim Ba'alma, even though they're just strands of tzitzis, but since they're important, Mipnei, the Daito Lahashmalem, eventually you're going to attach them properly, then Hu Hadin Gabilulos, he wants to say that the same din applies over here to these clasps, that even though right now they're not functional, but they're important. So Emasai Mutu Lotzeis Bohen Kishenu Choshev. So he says, when can you go out with them if they're not Choshev? Dafko Bishain Daito Lahashlu Mitzad Hasheni. It's only in a situation where you're not intending to eventually fix it. But if you're intending to fix it, it by definition is important. And therefore, Vaken Kosev, he writes, the Tzarech Adam Lizar, a person has to be very careful. Kishenivsach lo Ritzua me Ritzuos begodav, Shekoshebo Shtei Hatzdodim. If a person has some sort of a strap that he connects one side to the other side of his shirt or his garment, and it breaks, Umitzad Echad Nisha Ritzua, and on one side the Ritzua is still there, the other side it snapped off. Vachain Zug cross him. Likewise, if you have two hooks or clasps, Shenivsach Keres Echad, they're clothing your jacket, and one clasp breaks. Even if there's something that normally is not considered important, like a string or some sort of an iron wire over here, this chut barzel, and these things by themselves are not considered significant, so it would have seemed from a simple reading over here that it's not a problem. But based upon this chayyadam, you can't go out with this garment because since you're going to repair this, you want to eventually use this clasp. Ulasaki and Sachinivsa can repair the side that is broken. Vizesha Yusharim Makomo, and this side that's not broken, you want it to stay there. So right now it's not functional, so it doesn't serve any purpose. But you want it eventually to be functional again. Imkain Hu Khoshevetzlo, by definition, that makes it important. Veino Botel Abegit, it's not subordinate to the beg, it's not nullified by the garment, and you can't go out with such a garment. However, if you don't intend to repair it, Oz Kivon Sheino Choshev, by definition, it wasn't Choshev, and you're not planning to repair it, then Batel Abegid Mutar Lotzeis Bo. Then even the Chayyadim would say that you can go out with such a Begid. This has tremendous halacha l'maisa nafkamina ramifications, as we can see in Dirsha footnotes number 1 and 2 and 103. Dirsha footnote number 102 says, For example, if a person has these extra reserve buttons that are very frequently put into a shirt or a pants or into a jacket for spares in case the real ones come off. So he says, technically, one should be ushered to go out with these buttons because you're intending someday to use them, but right now you're not. So therefore, it should theoretically be forbidden to use such a jacket, to carry out such a jacket or shirt. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shekivin Shederech Achayotim L'Chavrein B'Mokum Misuyim B'Beged. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman gives us a tremendous cool over here, and he says, since this is the normal way that these begodim are made over here, and they should be prepared for the future, that's as if it's like a mitpachas that is sewn in. It's like a kerchief that's sewn in. And we said, even though it's separate entity and it has separate chashivas, if it's sewn in, it's not a problem. So that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman says you can go out. And this is also the opinion of Rosh Feinstein Zatzal, as well as Rav Yashiv Zatzal. Others disagree, however, this seems to be the halacha lemaisa. Then he also brings down, beged sheyesh bo kaftor shavur b'miktsas, if you have a broken button on one of your shirts or jackets, ve'enu mishtamish bo mishum shechoshesh yesh bo yoseh, and you're concerned that if you use this, it'll snap it even further. So Rav Nissen Karlitz says, shkiven shah kaftor adayin roy l'shimush, since technically you could use it, then you're allowed to go out with it, it's not a problem. And he says, v'av kishah kaftor ain't a roy l'shimush, and even if it's so broken that you can't really use it, imu mishamish l'noy beged, if it's still serving some sort of a ornamental function, so the Chazon Ish says, mutar lotzeis bo, you can go out with it. Issue for number 103 brings down, what about these fur linings or linings of a coat that can be zipped in and out? So in the wintertime you want it in, and the summertime it's too hot, you take out the lining. But there are buttons and zippers left behind. So he brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak, Zatzal, Dayin Weiss, Shelechori Yesh Lesor. It should be the same problem over here during the summer months when you're not wearing the lining, that you have these extra buttons and zippers which you're intending to fasten in. However, he brings down Yesh Liyashivis Minaga Olam Shinogu Lotzeskach. Dayin Weiss brings down that the does use this, and he brings down reasons why this should be allowed. He brings down from the Tilul of David, that he's cholik on the Chayyadim. This whole din is based upon the Chayyadim, and the Tilul of David doesn't agree with the Chayyadim. And he says, lulosh ein lehem chashivush mitzad atzman. If these clips don't have a value in and of themselves, the only value is that they'll eventually want to be used for a clasp, so then that's not a good enough reason to say that it is a separate choshev item and is bottled to the beged. In addition, he brings down these extra buttons, for example, if they were to fall off, you wouldn't sew them back on again, you wouldn't look to replace them, so therefore, by definition, they're not called choshev. Another reason he brings down, kiven l'chadchila nasim ha-kavtorin v'aruchsin al-das she-biyomim ha-chamim ba-esh yasiris ha-bitna yisharu b'mil k'moshem. He says, this lining over here, which you take off, that's this bitna, this lining that you take out over here, and the buttons, the kavtorim, and the ruchsin, the zippers that are left behind, that's the way the garment is made. Therefore, batelim heim l'mil, they are subordinate to the meal, afilu imnidon osam kedavu choshev, even if they are something that is significant, because that's the way that they're made. And therefore, it is mutter to wear them on Shabbos. Now we go to Sif Mem. The Mechaber writes, Kova, a hat, shu mispashet lahala merosho tefach. It has a brim. It has a top part of it that is more than a tefach. Tefach is somewhere between 3.5 and 4 inches, about 8.9 centimeters in maximum. So this wide-brimmed hat, the Mechaber tells us, also lanicho b'rosho afilu b'vayis. You're not allowed to wear this, not only outside, not even in your house, because it's not a problem of carrying only, it's a problem mishum ohel. There is a problem over here of you're creating a tent by putting on this hat. It's so wide-rimmed that it's essentially as if you created an ohel. This is a very important din. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sif Kutin Kufin on Aleph, v'davka kishoyo ha-sofa shotziya kosha b'yosev enu nichbav. This is only true if the brim over here is of a hard material that won't bend. Then it's like you made an ohel over here. But if it's not such a hard material, it's like a beged, ba'alma, and it's allowed. In the next sif, we're going to say that you're allowed to go out even with a wide-rimmed hat if it's sturdily on your head and can't be blown off. It's talking there that we're not dealing with a hard brim and we're dealing with a soft brim that can be bent. Or alternatively, or that we're talking about that it doesn't have a tefach over here, so it's not a problem of ohel. So when we're talking about carrying in the next sif, in Mem Aleph, that will be dealing with the type of hat that you're allowed to wear. It's not a problem of ohel. Siv Kotten Kuflu and Beis, there's the problem of Oel over here. And the Mishmur explains, Av Shein Oel below the Defonos. You just have a top over here. You don't have walls. Mikomokom chashivi oel aroy. So this may not be an oil deraisa, but it's an oil derabonin, but also me the rabonin. Kivin shanasa, it's a temporary oil, and therefore it's also me the rabonin. Kivin shanasa, sofa lios letzel, lohogi b'nei ha-shemesh, because the rim over here, the brim that you have, is serving a function to protect you from the sun. The kovash korin breitlach, this German word, beloshen ashkenaz, this German hat called the breitlach, afa pish and mispashet lahalame rosh kibroch bo tefach, even though it has a wide brim over here, more than a tefach, then noagim belohoka, but the velt allowed it. The people did wear these hats. Why? There are several reasons given why you're allowed to wear such a wide-brimmed hat. Number one, echot. Kiven they no kosher. It's not hard. V'nichbof. And it can be bent. Lamata. It can be bent downward. Ein bo chashashi. So it's not really a temporary ohel. V'ayinu kishen munach bo niyo kosher. Now we're talking here. It doesn't have a hard paper inside of it that doesn't allow it to not be bent. V'afilu mo kosher. And even if it's hard. Halo einu miskavin b'levishosu lios litzel. Rak mechavin chasosu rosho. And he says another reason is that even if it is hard, but your intention over here is not to go and protect you from the sun to give you shade, but it's to cover up your head. Likewise, if it's on a slant, the brim over here is on a slant, it's also not called an ohel in this fashion because it's on a slant, and an ohel would have to be a straight roof, so to say. Or the Elyarab because of the Tama Olamu, and another reason the Elyarab brings down the why people allow this, Bishum de Sonchem Atzmon Ashitas Rashi Visioso. They hold like Rashi and the other Rishonim that hold like Rashi, the Sviru who hold Chain Bakova Issa Ol Klal Ayin Sham, that they don't hold that you can ever have a Issa of Ohel with a hat and look over there in Rashi for this discussion. Ulafize, therefore, based upon this, afilu bekepelush, a hat, shukosha, that's hard, via barocha vasov a tefach, and even has a wide rim over here, so it's more than a tefach, gamkein ein limchos, where mokum shnorgim lahokim. One doesn't have to protest in a place where they have nekel to allow it, because there are those poskim over here, as we just brought down, that say it's not a problem. Afshim is stomen, nasa sofa kazul itzel, even though the simple purpose of these things is usually to provide shade, therefore, nevertheless, mokum shnorgim lahokim bazeh, and in a place where they didn't accept the school, you shouldn't take it, but vada yesh. You should follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Shia Pidas Harach, Harambam, Aruch, Arbit, Renu Tam, Harav, Magid. Nevertheless, all of these people, they say you shouldn't do this, so follow them. But if you're in a place where you're Mako, you can be Mako like Rashi. Shalulubos, Mishabas, Kepelush, Roch of Kizet. Those Rishonim we just brought down, the Renu Chanan, the Rambam, the Aruch, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rav Magid, they all say that you shouldn't wear these hard rimmed tefach brims over here because they are an OL. And this is also Vagam Bikisari, Osir Bikapalish. He also forbid you to wear this hat. Again, there are those that forbid it and there are those that are makel. Some have the custom not to put the talis on top of this breitel because the breitel over here may be just a top, but now you're creating walls to it. By putting your talis over this breitel, this hat over here, this beanie or whatever it is, so now you're creating walls to it, so now you really have created an oel haroi and it would be a problem. And he says, "I know the Mogen Abraham Shem Fakbek B'tam Min Hogam." He disagrees with this. Or we say, "V'machz is a shekel miyashim Min Hogam." He does support this minhag. Ayin sham. Umizeshin is a barvev hayom haminok she'ein mechasin roshem b'shabbos b'talis b'esa tefila. There now has become a minhag based upon not putting the talis over the hat. Even when they're not wearing the hat, some people don't put the talis over the head. Afilo ala kova koten, even if you're wearing just the yarmulke, that doesn't make any sense. Ve'ein zeh lozeh shum tam v'reach. That makes no sense whatsoever. A person, in fact, should wear the talis over the head. It brings down the sharatzion kuftzadi. It brings down adarabba. There's a tremendous mitzvah lechatrila lechasas gamrosho, according to many. This is something that we discussed very early on in the Dishu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program, where we discussed how and when a person should wear the talis over their head. So certainly, to not wear it over your head because of this concern that's an inappropriate concern about making an ohel, which is not a concern with a yarmulke, he says, Ein lazer shum tam v'reach. Well, in your iser nisiyas parasol b'shabbos, what about a parasol, an umbrella on Shabbos? A mitria, as it says in Targum 4, shu osu litzel ala odom lahogim bnei achama v'agshamim, which is certainly made to protect you from the rain or from the sun, kosav l'bishim shin tezvav din zeh b'chol prota. This is what we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem in Simen Shin Tezvav. That will conclude today's share.